Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Maybe some late-season heroics there. Tavis Robinson. Also here from Alohi Gilman, the reigning AFC Defensive Player of the Week. But Nolan McGraw, how you feeling over there, big guy?
Feeling all right. Feeling good. We'll get a call here in a second. But real quick, I'm going to change the topic on you. I'm going abrupt, but I don't care. We got some Orioles talk in here today. Just real quick, this Michael King thing. Orioles linked to him, most recent starting pitcher that they've been, quote, in on. And I got excited initially because, all right, Orioles are back in on a starting pitcher. But I was also excited because it was a chance to maybe one-up New York and Boston again. Those were the other teams that were reported to be heavily interested in him. And I started thinking of a scenario of, man, the Orioles outbid the Red Sox for Pete Alonso. Maybe they could outbid the Red Sox and the Yankees and get a starting pitcher. When has that ever happened? We'd be on the top of the world at that point. But then I said, hold on a second. Let me pump the brakes here a little bit. Nothing against Michael King. I think he'd be a fine signing. But at this point, knowing that they are willing to spend pretty big money and that they have been linked to Framber Valdez and Ranger Suarez, I'd like them to shoot bigger than that and go for Valdez and Suarez. If you sign Michael King, it's okay, but that can't be your big move for the starting pitcher.
No, hell no. I think King's a guy that had a really good year 2 years ago, a little older than you would anticipate. Traded from the Yankees, by the way, to the Padres in the Juan Soto deal. But Valdez,
I mean,
playoff proven. Suarez, playoff proven. I think King he would be at this stage lesser than Bradish, lesser than Rogers, right? And kind of fits in as that third guy, where Valdez or Suarez could, you know, arguably go to the top of your rotation.
Yeah, Valdez actually leaving a little bit to be desired in the playoffs, but Ranger as elite as anybody in the last couple of years in the playoffs. With King, though, I mean, he's about the same age as those other two guys, so that's not really a factor for me. But it's just simply the fact that he hasn't been a starter that long. You know, he became one in 2023, sort of, for a little bit, but that's the only other year besides 24 that he's thrown over 100 innings. Everything else has been relief. And the injury stuff, that's really the biggest red flag, is, all right, fractured elbow a couple years ago, this past year missed a ton of time, inflammation in the throwing shoulder. To me, that's, I don't like that one bit.
Yeah, but my point is, you think of Michael King because he didn't blossom until late. Oh, he's like a 23, 24-year-old prospect guy thrown in the once. No. Mm-hmm. He's in his 30s. And so, the other guys are more reliable hitting the post, I guess is my point. He'll be cheaper than the other two.
Yeah, and I think you could probably get him for a shorter term deal. You know, like Valdez and Suarez are one, at least four. I mean, that's the starting. It's probably more like five, maybe even six. So King could be for two. And if that's the case and he, you know, becomes like your number four or your number five, then I got no problem with that. It raises the floor. But, you know, I can't slot him in comfortably as a top end guy, because really the biggest thing that you're looking for in that front end starter, it's not just, all right, elite stuff and strikeouts and all that. It's being able to meet that innings threshold. And he just hasn't done that outside of one good year.
We do agree, though, Nolan, that they need a starter via free agency and they still need to trade for another one. That's my wish list. That's my hope, because you have to dangle these excess, for lack of a better term, players that could still have some sort of market value here and turn them into a controllable starting pitcher here. And they've been linked to Cabrera, maybe Keller in Pittsburgh, among others. Then you sign the big ticket guy, the Povich's of the world, the Brandon Youngs. Then they become bullpen pieces for you.
Right, and that would be gravy at that point. I want two, and I don't really care how you get it.
Right.
You know, if you sign two, that's fine. If you sign one, you trade for two, it doesn't matter. Any combination that gets you the two. I think you're right, though, that maybe the easiest outcome for them would be to sign one and trade one. Just, again, financially, that would be the easiest option for them. And they do know that they have some prospects to unload. You know, all the guys that they gathered here at the deadline this past summer, you know, some of them could immediately be flipped. You know, they didn't necessarily trade for those guys to be part of the future. I think that was more of a stacking ammo type of thing.
And he got a lot of those prospects from the Padres. As I've said for years, Nolan, it's not my money. Spend it however you want. There's no salary cap in Major League Baseball. My Mick Ultra still costs $20 as it is. So how's it affecting me? Cable bills through the roof. I just paid a $355 one today. Sign who you want. Let's win a World Series before things get chaotic here. Well, already chaotic, but you get the point. We'll come back. News from the Nats. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. Chip Patterson talking about the college football playoffs with him. And then we got buy or sell coming up at 12:30. Hey, the Orioles got plenty of money. Do we have any extra cash? We'll find out at the bottom of the hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.